This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Friday, October 17th. Today marks the 7th anniversary of the murder of Trooper Kevin Connor. The trooper stopped a stolen pickup for speeding on US 701 near New Light during the early morning hours of October 17th, 2018. Raheem Little Murderer Davis was driving the truck, and Chauncey Askew was a passenger. Askew shot Connor at point-blank range. Davis dropped Askew near Chadburn, and Davis was later caught after getting his truck stuck on railroad tracks in Fair Bluff while fleeing law enforcement. Davis was scheduled to be released from prison Tuesday after serving less than 7 years behind bars in the 2018 killing. Davis was held for 19 and a half months in prison and received credit for time served on a 7 to 9 year sentence. He was charged with murder initially. That was later reduced to accessory after the fact. He also received 5 years and 5 months supervised post-release. Askew pleaded guilty in January 2024 and received life without parole. He was facing the death penalty. The U.S. 701 bridge over Soul Swamp in Whiteville was dedicated in Connor's name in 2023. The NC-904 bridge in Fair Bluff was dedicated to another fallen officer this week. Deputy Chief of Police Lenny Hammonds died, and another officer was injured when they wrecked while pursuing four bank robbery suspects in 1976. Polls are open for municipal early voting. It began Thursday, and that's leading up to the November 4th elections. Now, this is just for voters who live in towns. Now, there's only one early voting site in Columbus County this year for the municipalities. That's the Board of Elections office on US 701 North. Polls are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5, and on November 1st until 3 p.m. County Commissioners Monday will discuss the Coleman development in Dothan. The 220-unit tract was the topic of a workshop between commissioners and the developers this week. Developers agreed to widen setbacks as suggested by the commissioners. The board will also consider an amendment to the county noise ordinance. The change would allow officials to determine if the ordinance has been violated without taking a decibel reading, but instead based on the, quote, character, intensity, repetition, duration, and plainly audible nature of the noise, end quote. That meeting starts at 6:30. It can be attended in person or viewed online. Columbus Regional has filed for a permit to construct a new 30-bed acute care facility in Delco. The new facility will have an emergency department, advanced imaging, and a cancer center, as well as a surgical facility. The 144,000-square-foot building will be built on the former Acme Delco Middle School campus. Elisa Rich of Whiteville is in the Bladen County Detention Center after she allegedly shot her husband in a domestic dispute Thursday. Bladen deputies found Craig Rich with a gunshot wound to the head in Clarkin. He was transported to an area hospital. Elisa Rich is being held on a single charge of attempted first-degree murder without bond. Saturday is World Singing Day. Everyone is welcome to just show up at the Depot Museum at Lake Waccamaw at 11 a.m. World Singing Day will be observed in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. this year. The lake is the only place hosting the event in North Carolina. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.